So this is the first episode of our podcast. Today is February 4th, 2022. This is just a test intro. We can figure out an intro later.
Yeah.
I think the theme is going to be music that we work from home to. And I know
Yes.
you had mentioned, Millie, that you were listening to the soundtrack from the movie Elle that stars Isabelle Huppert.
Yes. So 2016, it's quite a controversial film. It was directed by Paul Verhoeven. He did Basic Instinct.
Oh.
And the film score is by Ann Dudley, and she did The Crying Game, American History X. And it's just something that you could leave in the background and,
Okay.
not have to think too much about it.
Okay.
But it's a nice, chill little score. And I love Isabelle Huppert. I'm gonna butcher her
Okay.
last name.
I think in terms of musical scores that you can work from home to, if like I'll just also follow up with a score, is I like anything kind of Johnny Greenwood does. I really enjoyed the score for Phantom Thread, and then he has
You told
he
me about Phantom Thread, and
oh
I saw the
it's
movie and I
great.
haven't listened to, I love the movie because I love
The movie
Daniel
was great.
Day-Lewis.
You know what's interesting is it kind of had it had a resurgence a bit. It had a resurgence on the internet. These people that I follow on Twitter that were liking things on Twitter were just kind of all about it. It just had a weird, fun resurgence. So for me, I was very, very excited, but I was just kind of like, this is a bit odd. I enjoy that one, and also I feel like when I'm working from home, I enjoy listening to Lo-Fi House or grime, a lot of just beats with no music, I
Beats,
think.
yes.
Yeah. And even if it's a bit more housey or dancey, depending on the mood, as long as there's some kind of like some rhythm to it that doesn't, like you said, that there's no lyrics, you're not focusing on that. You can just kind of put it on in the background and just get your work done. And if you're in a really frustrating meeting, you can throw on like some metal or something and nobody would know because you're working from home.
You're working from home.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Well, you turned me on to the Dracula score,
Oh my God, the Bram
which
Stoker's
is the
Dracula.
yes, which I mean let's be honest, we love Gary Oldman, so.
Yeah, we're obsessed. Yeah, Gary Oldman is, I mean, can you be my friend if you don't like Gary Oldman? I don't
No,
know. I don't
you
know.
can't. You
No.
can't sit with us. You can't sit with
No,
us.
he's so talented, and I mean the acting, like Winona Ryder's acting and Keanu Reeves wasn't the best. I love them still. I think they're wonderful, and I love them in the movie because it gave it a bit of cheesiness. But truly, Gary Oldman carried everything. Gary Oldman
It's
and
yes.
Tom Waits was in it too. So,
Yes, he was in
yes.
he was in the asylum.
Yeah, he was the
Yeah.
guy that was like trying to, you know, but isn't that funny? Tom Waits in his own right
Tom
is
Waits, and that's
obviously
an we could do an entire episode
we really could, Tom
on
Waits.
Tom Waits. But what the first 10 minutes where he freaks out 'cause
Yeah.
his love kills herself.
Yes. Oh, God, it's
Oh my
beautiful.
gosh. I could just watch that part and then like okay,
Yeah.
and the Oscar goes too, 'cause we
And
just
Gary Oldman every year, every time, no matter
every
what
time,
it's
no
in
matter
season.
what.
Yeah.
And we love him in True Romance, at least, right?
Oh, he's good. I loved him as in the Harry Potter franchise. I don't care. Like I liked him in Leon the Professional when he takes the pill and it's like he
Yes.
become oh, he's okay. This is really a podcast about music, but we truly also
We're gonna
love Gary
digress.
Oldman. I know a lot.
We're gonna digress a lot, and we'll probably go on little tangents, so please indulge us.
Because we are nerdy and this is what we love. We love to do it. So I know that soundtrack. So the soundtrack is by a Polish composer, and I will completely butcher this person's name. I just know that the last name is Kilar. I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna try to even pronounce it, but it's so beautiful. And it says here that the album is also by Annie Lennox, which I didn't realize that. Very confused.
Really?
Yeah. I don't exactly know how that happened, but it's a beautiful soundtrack. He's a very, very talented composer. He's also composed other Oh, he's passed away, but he passed away in 2013. But he did The Pianist, I believe, and what else did he do? A bunch of other films. But it's amazing. Sometimes you hear these soundtracks because people think composing is old, right? Composers are all dead. The opera is dead, or symphony is something old, and we're just listening to just the old music done by new artists. But
Yeah, and it's not
when
the
you realize,
case.
no, I mean,
No.
this was in the 90s, and then you come up on like people like Olaf Arnold. Like there's just so many new composers. Obviously, is it Michael Glass or Philip Glass is another one that
Yeah.
comes to mind. He's so talented. So it's interesting. It's interesting composers that are new.
I think sometimes, like when you work from home, especially with this never-ending pandemic,
Right.
you do just want something chill.
Yeah.
And even the old stuff, like I busted out Prokofiev because I'm a fan of ballet. So I
Yes.
love Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, yeah, it's
And
beautiful.
it's so beautiful. And even this Christmas, I was telling you that
Yeah.
the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, again, lovely.
Do you know there is the Spotify on my computer's not working, but I'll have to send you. There's this one rendition of the Romeo and Juliet ballet, and
Yeah.
the soundtrack is completely beautiful. I forgot who's done it, but I will have to include that in the liner notes in our playlist
Yes.
when we make that go live. No, I think that in terms of music, I've just noticed a shift. I noticed a shift in what I listen to, kind of going more towards electronic, which I love all kinds of music, as do you. But for myself, I think that like I'll put on, especially with Spotify or any music streaming service. This isn't just exclusive to Spotify, but if you have an artist that you like and you just let it go into the artist radio. And I've discovered so many different musicians through that aspect, and I've really felt so lucky to discover that, especially because the radio isn't really something I listen to, and I don't drive around that much. I'm walking, so I don't have a
Well,
car
I don't have
radio
a
or
car,
XM.
so
Right,
yeah, I take
exactly.
you. I like you. We're walking around public transportation
Yeah,
and
right.
headphones on. So yeah, that's how with Discover Weekly is how I've gotten
Yeah.
to know some groups.
And I think also for me, it was New Music Tuesdays and now it's New Music Fridays. But I think that when we would buy albums, we would listen to the whole thing. And the music industry is a whole nother issue, but I could find several tracks on an album that I liked. Whereas I feel like now, if I go on to pitchfork.com and I'm trying to like look through all the new releases, I'm very hard to find anything that I like. And I think maybe I just lost the patience for that too, because I like discovering music in a roundabout way, I think, either through a show or through a movie or through pure chance online. I used to do a lot of like blog digging and stuff, but I feel like it's the best curation of like college radios when you have these apps that curate like
Exactly. Like,
radios based on what you like.
and thank God for an app like Shazam.
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Thank God for that, because
Yeah.
I mean, if you see me in high school, if I would not move until the song was finished, and I had
Yeah.
to you had to write down the lyrics,
My
not know where
God,
it came from, and you have to oh my God,
you
Google the
were in a
lyrics.
Dewey. Yeah, you were like literally Ask Jeeves, because let's face it, it was
Yeah,
like Yahoo search and AOL and Ask Jeeves
AOL.
back in the day. Yeah. And
That's
I mean,
right.
like literally putting everything in quotation marks, like she. And I'm like, who sings this? And
Who
I
sings
will
this
tell
damn
you,
song?
yeah. And I think the best feeling probably both had is when like you hear a song once in the 80s, 90s, whatever, and then fast forward years later and you hear it again and you know who it's by. Or I've had this countless times when I'll post songs sometimes on my social media feeds and stuff, and I've had people say, oh my, heard this in 10 I couldn't even find the song if I wanted to. And I'm like, yeah, me neither. But like, that's happened to me. So I'm grateful that I can kind of be there for you in the sense that, you've discovered this and it's amazing again. But no,
Yeah.
Shazam is awesome. Who am I listening to right now? It's always like, I think my go-to is Burial, like I said. I love this DJ called Ross from Friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ross from Friends is wonderful. There's also a DJ by the name of DJ Boring, and he has a song called Winona. And the song is wonderful, and it has Winona from an interview, this clip that he's pulled from an interview. I'm sorry, Emma's a bit barky. Anyways,
We're
DJ.
gonna get to know Emma.
She will make everybody get to know her. She has some hot takes on music.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, yeah, so I. It's always so interesting. And I think that there was a point in time when millennials and older thought that music was gonna be degraded or change or not be as exciting. But I'm so happy to say that everything
Yeah.
that's been new and the new generation of musicians that have been coming out, whether they're digital or analog, have been so cool. And it's so exciting to see where people take music, you know?
Yeah. It's something I never tire of. I just need
No,
it. I
especially
need it.
in the office. I know you work kind of isolated, but so what is, you don't have to obviously talk about exactly where you work because that's privacy
No.
issues, but like,
Oh.
are you able to like put, like right now, if I'm in office, I
My
can't always
coworkers
put.
probably hate me because I like
No.
to listen to my music very, very loud.
Okay.
I'll say this, I'll manage a gallery, and at least when I'm in the gallery, when obviously there's no one there enjoying the work, it's just like a club. I get to listen to my music
Yeah,
loud. Because I need
that's,
music to work. Like
yeah.
some people are like, don't you concentrate? I'm like, no, I cannot concentrate without
Yeah.
it.
No,
Right?
absolutely
So
not.
try to keep it to smooth. Like we were talking about Sade the other day. So you and I, like Sade Adu is our queen.
Yeah, of course. Like she's
Queen.
amazing. And I love how we don't know anything about her. It's wonderful.
Yes. She's not out there. You're not gonna hear about her mess. She ain't
No.
gonna put
She
it out.
gives you a song every 10 years and that's it. That's
Yeah,
all you
and
get. It's
you're gonna
amazing.
fall in love with the song,
Yeah.
and then she'll disappear. But
Yeah.
you're never gonna know what she's up to. You're not gonna know what's going on in her life.
You don't know what kind of toast she likes, and I'm happy. Like, I think that's a
We
whole
don't need
nother
to
thing
know.
too.
We don't
No.
need. She's just. I told you. I feel like she's just. I don't drink, so she's kind of like my shot of tequila. She's my version of liquid courage if I'm about to like go somewhere or do an event, and you know how
Oh,
you kind of
she
need
makes you feel so
confidence.
sexy, especially as a woman or
So
as a person.
sexy.
For me as a
Yes.
woman, I listen to her and I'm like, yes, yes, I can, Chade. Because of you, I can do it. Thank you. And but I think going back to the work thing, so I work at a design firm and it's a very small design firm, but and we're allowed, like they play whatever and it's a very forward, cool place and they play everything. But again, my music and your music tastes are so varied and they're so mood dependent. So usually instead of bothering people like with my weird beat tracks or deep cuts of like lo-fi, whatever, grime house, or industrial metal, I just wear a headphone. So I think sometimes that for me too, I feel a bit unprofessional because everybody does it though. I'm not the only one that wears headphones because sometimes you have to concentrate. But
No, I have to have headphones on, at least when I'm in the
yeah,
office.
at least one headphone.
At
Like I'll
least
have
one
one
headphone.
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I because I stick if I'm gonna if I if I'm asked to suggest music for the office, I stick to like kind of the safe ones. Like I will say DJ Boring or because. They're not going to be that aggressive in terms of lyrics in case there's a client that comes in and is like offended. They're very easygoing. They're not, again, like they're not world music that I listen to where it's like Tunisian rap or something where it's just
Yeah.
not going to be like, it's not in your face. So I think, or I just suggest like a George Michael radio mix, like just put him on and you're good to, you get everything. So you're good to go.
But that's why I like Pandora too, because
Yeah. Pandora's great.
you get a radio station on, you just leave it on,
Yeah.
and
But
again, you don't
Pandora
have
was
to.
also, yeah, Pandora was the OG. Like, I think, wasn't that
Right.
the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think it was.
I mean, I lived on there, and like my radios is hysterical. Like people, like if I show my playlist to people, they'll be like, "What is wrong with you?"
Oh,
Because they don't
no.
get it. Like
Yeah.
yes, I'll have Sade, but then I'll
Yeah.
have Diamanda Galá, and they're like, "What is this?"
And you're like, listen, this is culture. You're welcome. I'm bringing it
Yeah.
to you. You don't have to search for it. This is
These
me
are
bringing it to you.
gems.
Yeah.
So
I
I hope you're
think,
catching them.
oh, we're gonna put them for everybody in all of the two listeners, meaning you and me, we're gonna put them in the
Yeah.
playlist.
Yeah.
But I think also too, working from home or even just working period, I do have to have music as a motivator. And again, no lyrics, just because sometimes I don't really listen to podcasts too much. I do have one podcast that I listen to, and that's Keep It with Ira Madison and Louis Bertel and Aida. I forgot her last name. That's really not nice, but she's a superstar. I'm just gonna call her Aida because she's a star. But that's the only podcast I listen to, and even if I listen to it, I can't really concentrate on anything else. That's more of like doing chores and catching up with my favorite show. But with music, it's I remember being a kid and listening, falling asleep to music, Big Sonic Heaven. It would only play on Sunday nights, and Darren Revelle was a DJ, and it was everything not played. So I discovered Portishead through this radio station, and I was young. I was in like elementary school, middle school when this would come on. So yeah, like Portishead, more Chiba, Björk. I learned about Björk through this radio station, and I would literally fall asleep with the radio under my pillow just so I wouldn't miss anything. And even during
Anything.
REM, yeah, and even during sleep, it would like, I'm like, maybe it'll absorb, like maybe I'll get like more knowledge or something. So
No, I okay, so I'm a little older than you. So I had
not by
the
much, but
80s
yes.
e well, yes.
Easy
But
listening.
no. I
You had the yacht rock on. I do
had the
love yacht
yacht rock.
rock.
I'm
I do
sorry.
love
I do like yacht rock.
I do.
Come for me. I love the yacht rock. Yes.
Good.
It's just,
It's
it's
so
good.
good.
I'm sorry. You just want Rafferty every now and then.
God, you too.
You
Okay, well,
just do.
you
You
do. And you
just
know what?
do. It's just
This
smooth.
is
You
an
kind
inclusive
of.
space. I don't care. Like what you
No.
like.
Okay. So, a warning to everybody, we listen to anything and
Literally
everything.
everything. And we
Nothing
don't
offends
care.
us.
And this
We don't
isn't, no,
care.
and this isn't a scholar program. Like this isn't about the
No, we're
merits
not.
of music. This is truly based on our selfish need to document what we like because we're two friends that like music. And don't come for us because we don't care. Like you can like
Yeah.
whatever you like.
Yeah.
But no, like, but what was
We
your, like, what did you listen to?
do have some controversial
Oh, we have hot takes.
thoughts.
But again,
We
we
have
don't care
hot
if you don't
takes.
agree. Yeah, that's
We don't you
okay.
and you don't have to agree. You don't have to
No,
agree, but we
this is
definitely
about
do
us
have some hot
convincing.
takes.
Yeah.
And we will get into them.
Oh, we will. But what did you listen to in the 80s? Like, what was your go-to as a kid? Like, what was your discovery, I think, of.
Okay, so my very first, and I remember this, my very, very first discovery was my babysitter who loved
Okay.
Madonna. And she
Okay, good
had
one.
the very first, she had the self-titled Madonna 8-track.
Right. Oh my
It's the one
God.
that had
Wow.
everybody. And you remember that, Burning Up,
Yeah.
which to this
Yeah.
day, Burning Up is still my favorite Madonna song.
Yeah, that's a
Put
good one.
me rolling in the street wearing a white dress,
Yeah, with
iconic video
crucifixes, totally. And
with
Tool,
crucifix.
yes.
And then I was able to, once you get old enough to ask for music,
Right.
Take On Me was on the
Okay.
radio. And
Right.
I still have the album
Which, how
for
are
a-ha.
cartoons hot? Can we just, how were cartoons hot? Getting a child there, no way. He's cute.
He's cute.
It's a
He's
cartoon. Oh,
cutie.
shit. He's cute.
He's cute.
Anyways. But yeah,
But
so
yeah,
like,
and
so it
then
was
when I was
a-ha.
first, yeah, it was a-ha, and I remember getting a cassette of INXS Kick
Oh my God.
because I was obsessed with INXS when I was little. I think to this day, I still think Michael Hutchence is God because
100%.
I mean,
He was hot.
that
He was
voice, what
hot,
a
yeah.
shame. We will miss
Because he
him.
was
We
so
miss him now.
confident. He was like,
He was
and if you
so
compare
confident.
him, he was, but if you compare him to like, let's say George Michael, George Michael had songs where he sounded confident, but then he had the other side of him where he was an insecure lover and he wasn't sure. And so you can connect to him on so many different aspects. And I feel like with George Michael, obviously, because unfortunately, he's no longer with us as well, but he had much more time to kind of go through his musical discovery and age with his
Right,
music. So I
right.
feel like we're able to get many sides of George because he was growing, and as he grew, he produced music. Whereas with Michael Hutchence, he was in his young prime and he was very hot and dating supermodels, and he was very sexy and confident in his
Yeah,
lyrics, you know.
yeah.
And like Suicide Blonde, that title alone makes me a brunette, a very, very natural brunette, want to be just platinum beach bottle, like just platinum blonde, like make it fall out,
Yes.
I don't care, like I
Same,
just for his
same.
song. Yeah.
Just for the song.
100%. Like, I don't
The
even care about
song.
Michael Hutchence at that point. Like, it's just the imagery that you get with his lyrics, which also just like leads me to just kind of like, speaking of being young and growing up in the 80s and 90s, Depeche Mode, who are still fantastic, who, my
I
God.
honestly, okay, so Depeche Mode gets played constantly, but
Yes.
I still think that Music for the Masses is one of the best albums of all time. I'll go to my grave saying that because it's perfect from start to finish. It's just an insane album. And even their early stuff was more beats. Just I love Depeche Mode. Oh my gosh.
I
Oh.
would hands down see them in concert. I've discovered there's some musical groups that I don't really need to see in concert. But Depeche Mode, I would love to see them before whatever happens
Yeah.
in life. You know, that would
Yeah.
be a great concert, because it's just not only is it upbeat and you want to dance, but there's something so dark and romantic about it, and a bit sinister,
Yes.
just slightly
Yes.
sinister. Yeah, which
Yeah.
I love.
Oh yeah. I agree. I agree.
And that's it.
Yes.
Gary Oldman, this is a Gary Oldman podcast.
We're dedicating the entire hour
To Gary Oldman.
to
Gary,
Gary
if you're
Oldman.
listening, Millie and Dina from America love you. And
We love
that's all you
you.
need to know. We love you.
We love
We
you.
will stan whatever. I even loved him in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And
You did?
I
Oh my
loved
gosh.
him. I love that movie, period. I like spy movies. I liked the pace of it. I loved everything about it. I like dialogue heavy movies. I love that stuff. But Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy holds an extra special place in my heart because of Gary Oldman.
Oh.
Yes. And I saw it in
Oh.
theaters. Yeah, I love, I'm
You saw it in
so
theaters?
obsessed. Yeah, I did. And I've been watching it like every couple of years. I'll just throw it back on again and rewatch it.
See, there's some movies that, oh gosh.
But I
Again,
have
80s
anxiety, so
kid.
rewatching, yeah, but rewatching stuff is an anxiety thing. I don't think that's like a
No,
healthy thing.
I do the same thing. I
Okay,
don't get
good.
sick.
Okay.
I don't get tired of
No, if something
same thing with
starts to.
music, but the same thing with movies. I don't get tired. I will watch the same thing over and over and over again. Like last night actually I saw Pretty in Pink,
Oh, I love that
which
movie.
I mean I could just recite the entire movie. And yes, Blaine is totally an appliance, it's not a name. I'm
Blaine's so
sorry.
good.
No, I would totally rewrite, like I could tell you that later, but I could totally rewrite that ending because I would have never forgiven Blaine.
No, 100%. But like, you know, but
And I would
we
have not
like.
gone to prom.
I
So
didn't go to prom, actually. Did you go to your
no, but I
prom?
just inv I did go to my prom with a
You
friend
did.
because unfortunately my date
Yeah.
pretty much spent his tux money on weed.
Oh,
So
I love it. I love it. I love that for him.
my
I
date
love
at the
that.
time, should I throw his name out? No,
No. Well, we won't.
no.
You know, we'll
We won't
just
do that.
he's probably
We
kicking
won't do
himself still now.
that.
He's
My
like, I
date,
really
spent
fucked
his
up.
tux money. So he's like, no. And I mean, he just stayed home and got stoned, I'm assuming. But I did go to prom. So I went with a friend and it was nice. But if I could, I would totally re rewrite the ending of that movie because I envision her Cut to design
Spending her
school.
tux money on weed.
No, no, no. Going to design school and Milan, Paris, Paris week and becoming a designer while Blaine is sad in some country club.
Yeah, Blaine is a hedge fund guy and he's living the
Yeah.
same life his parents had, and he's just
Had.
some chick, like regular chick that's from his, circle, but she's living the dream. She's in
She's doing a dream. She
Paris.
has. She's in Paris and with cool, hanging out with cool people.
People appreciate her. Like, she could have been friends with Thierry Mugler. You don't know.
Yeah,
He
you
was
don't know.
weird. R.I.P. Thierry, if I'm saying his name
R.I.P.
right.
May he
But
rest in peace. That's right.
maybe, honestly. But so it's interesting talking about prom and music. I didn't go to
And
my
that's a
prom.
really good soundtrack. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. But I didn't go to my prom. I did go to
You
my
didn't?
homecoming.
Okay.
No, because listen, when you're an Arab girl, when you're an Arab American girl growing up in Michigan, and your parents are like, and I had a date and everything. It was my best friend. We're gonna go to the prom together. And I totally stood him up. I had to like call him and just tell him like it wasn't happening. And I felt so bad. But I never cared. The only thing I cared about was like not like standing my friend up. And that made me sad. But I was never really into high school anyways. But I did go to my homecoming that senior year. The only dance I went to was homecoming. And I had on this red dress. And my mom loves to tell the story because something embarrassing happens to me. So anyways, I'm at prom. I am dancing with my friend, and this because the song Lady in Red comes on, and of course if you're wearing, dance to it. So we're dancing to it, and my mom gets a story mixed up because she thinks I fell during that song. I did fall that night, but not during that song. I just fell completely forward, and she thinks it's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. Because if you know my mom, you know how she is, and that's where I get my like sense of humor from.
Yeah.
But she tells a story. She's like, "Remember when you fell during Lady in Red?" I'm like, "First of all, Sue, you weren't even there. I don't even know why. Like, how you're the worst narrator because you were not there to narrate." But yeah, so that was my experience at a school dance was
Now
Lady in
I
Red.
remember Lady in Red, and that
Yeah.
played in every single dance,
Every wedding.
including middle school dances, by the way.
Aww.
So
Aww.
it's very,
That's
very
so
cute.
sweet. That's very cute. There's
It's a
also,
nice song.
it's a great song. You know
Yeah.
what? You know you're from a generation when they put that song on and immediately everybody gets up and they're all singing it. I can
Yeah.
name countless, every one of our friends loves it. We don't think about it. It's just one of those songs that you don't think about, but you just love it. You know you love it. Everybody loves it. It's kind of an international song as well. Like there are no borders and no countries for Lady in Red.
Yeah.
It's loved
Everybody
by the
knows it.
masses.
Is loves by
It's like that.
yes.
It's like what's that one band? Gypsy, no. Yeah,
Gypsy Kings?
Gypsy. Yeah, the Gypsy Kings. Who
Gypsy
doesn't love
Kings,
the Gypsy
yeah.
Kings?
Who
Who
doesn't love
doesn't love them?
yeah.
Everybody
And
loves
it's they're
them.
just known everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
There's certain I think there's certain groups like that that
Yeah.
it's just the song transcends.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're from.
It's funny how the past few years I've just really, really, really missed social things with dances. Before COVID happened, that February of 2020, my husband had this dance that his patient puts on every year. It's a like He rents out a hall and you can buy tickets to the Valentine's Day dance. And I wanted to go, but my husband was working and we couldn't go. And then COVID happened. And I remember saying, this was my one chance. This was my one chance to do something fun, whatever. But it is funny how things in everyday life you take for granted, and then this something like this happens. And the kids, like especially in the 2000s, where more beer culture was happening and more like sit down going out culture was happening, whereas we grew up with kind of like going out. You go out to a party or a club or whatever. So it's nice to see that rave culture is coming back. It's nice to see kind of the
I
stuff in the 80s and the
remember,
90s.
oh my gosh, because I love to dance, I didn't go to when I was single before I didn't go to clubs for guys. I went to dance. I
Dance.
really, really wanted to dance. And I loved that. Oh my gosh. It's been forever since I've actually been to a club.
It's been
But
so
even before
long.
COVID, I didn't. But then I started once COVID happened. I just, you start dancing in your room because you just
Listen,
have
you just
to, there
wherever you
needs
can
to
get
be,
it.
you need to shake your ass sometimes and
You
you
have
kind
to. And it's an exercise and it's really good for your mood and body and soul. Like
yes.
it's good for everything.
It truly is a mood lifter. I could be just super pissed off, but I, you know, a two step and a beat and hitting your mark and
Yeah.
it'll put me straight. It puts me straight. Like I need to dance. I need to
And I
dance.
will like, especially because of, your Latinx background. For me, I don't speak Spanish, but I would go to some clubs once in a while that were like Latin dance clubs. And
Yeah.
the nice thing about a Latin dance club is, first of all, I love the music, I love the dancing, and I love that because I'm a female. And actually, even if you're a man, like if you have a good partner, you don't really have to know what you're doing. If you have a good partner, they will take care of you. And I've always had really, really I've had a fun time because the dance partners were so incredible and the music was so good. And if the song, when the song ends, you just find a new partner and it's so respectful and it's so nice. Actually, the one
Yeah.
time that I was ever harassed at a Latin night was by a non-Latinx person and they didn't know what they were doing and they were just dancing with me to talk to me, which I thought that was so rude. So every other time has been beautiful and perfect and the music's been wonderful. And but I think also with Latin dance, the beat, it's self-explanatory with the dancing.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like some other cultures or some other places, like your body now, like the bachata, like your body naturally wants to dip at certain spots, or like you break. It's just so interesting how they go
It's
so
really
well together.
interesting.
It's
And
beautiful.
salsa too. So
Yeah,
it's something that
salsa.
was really part of me growing up was quince. So I had to dance all
Okay.
my friends quince. So
Okay. Yeah, that's
if
yeah.
I hear another waltz, like
I love waltzes though. Oh my
there's
God, they're
they are nice. They
wonderful.
are nice. But I
You've
think
been
waltz
outwaltzed.
have been, oh my God, I'm out. Seriously. Every single I've like danced, I don't know how many. I've lost count, in all honesty. I really lost count. And the waltz was a part of it. And then there was a salsa number. And then like quinceañera comes out.
Yeah. That's so
So I
brilliant.
mean, I'm from Miami, so we're gonna get this, you know, it's part of the
The
culture, I guess.
culture.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the Cuban culture.
I love it. I love it. It's just nice though, because even I think it's also nice because it does kind of reinforce like the younger generation does have to waltz and they do have to do all of these really beautiful traditional aspects of their culture. And
I find that that doesn't happen anymore. Do you think that that still goes on? Like the
I think this
traditional
is,
quinces or Sweet 16, or is that something that
I feel like
only
I'm
happened
not
when we
really,
were growing up? I don't know.
I feel like I can't really talk about it from like the quince perspective because I'm not really surrounded. I mean, living in Chicago now, there's more of a Latinx community, which is nice. But I feel like the pandemic kind of slowed everything down. And I think what people get confused about tradition is like gender traditions too. So if I was a parent and I had a kid, so I think tradition should be used loosely. I think we should let traditions continue, but you have to let the kids kind of have a say. Like, what if you have a child that doesn't necessarily want it or wants it, but is, it's so balanced now. But I also don't know any children, so like I don't have friends that have children that age. And I think like, for example, if you have friends, their kids are young now, right? So
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
you're going to see a big influx when they get older. You're going to be back at it again with like quinces every weekend,
Yeah, if the tradition, if that tradition happens. It's
Yeah,
so
I think it
funny.
will. I think it
It's so
will. I think
funny.
it'll continue.
Oh
Especially
gosh.
like it's nice to see that on social media to see everybody's different kind of traditional music and traditional dances, and you just kind of get exposed to these beautiful cultures. So I feel like we still have some pride when it comes to culture, just that maybe things are changing because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
How many times
Oh, something
like
that, well, talking about stuff that we used to listen that we would listen to when we were home.
yeah.
For me, I've again, it was a lot of 80s, and
Yeah.
I picked up I have the CD for it. So I picked up Sinead O'Connor's
Oh, wow, yeah.
The Lion and the Cobra. What a
Okay.
good, again, I'm going to say it, another brilliant masterpiece of an album from start to
Yeah.
finish.
I have to give
And
that a listen.
listen to the entire thing. And actually,
Yeah.
I'm really happy because Drink Before the War was featured on the latest episode of Euphoria. So introduced a
Oh,
lot of young people
good.
to Sinead's music, which is really great. And I will say, fight the real enemy, because
Yeah.
if you know what that means. And when she did that, it's really scary because you and I were raised ultra Catholic,
Yeah, super Catholic,
super
right.
Catholic. So that moment, like my Cuban Catholic upbringing, and
Oh my God.
with a Lebanese
Yeah.
grandmother that held a rosary every day,
Oh, you
literally
didn't go
every
without
day.
it.
My
My
grandmother
God.
didn't go without it.
No.
And
If
seeing
you had an
something like that on
ailment,
TV,
yeah.
yeah.
No, that was shocking. And even
It
when you
was
brought up Madonna.
pretty shocking. And it turns out that, she was right. I do think
Yeah.
there was a problem in the Catholic
Yeah.
Church. And, it's to this day, I still think everybody owes her a huge apology. And even after that, her career was never the same. I
Oh,
still
never
liked
the
her,
same.
but
Yeah,
it was never the
never the same.
same. And listening to The Lion and the Cobra again, I'm just like, even from that first intro song, Jackie, it's so intense.
Because she's Irish, so also coming
Yes.
from Ireland, and and the issues that Ireland had. I love. I've always loved Ireland because I feel like I've never been there, but I've always had a strong connection. I just feel like every artist that's come out of there has been amazing. The culture's amazing. Their pride and they're not interested in backing down, and I love that. I love that
Yeah.
about them. Because the queen's no fun, and she
No.
shouldn't. She's no fun. But no, I think that her. I think I was when she tore up the picture on SNL of Pope John Paul II. I was what? It was on SNL, and I was maybe was I 8 or 9? It was in the 80s, like late 80s, early nineties.
I remember when that happened. I was a teen.
Yeah. So
Was it
it was in the
92? I think it was
okay.
92 or
Yeah.
91, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken. I saw it. I saw it go down because, of course,
That's crazy.
I didn't go out
Watching. No.
because my mom would never let me out, and I was
No.
so the only thing you could do is stay up late and watch SNL at
Right.
that
Yeah, because you had to have something to talk about on
time.
Mondays, right?
You
Like you
had to
couldn't.
in school,
Yeah,
so
because back in the day we couldn't communicate if it wasn't on a landline, so we couldn't text. There
yes,
was so you
exactly.
watched whatever you could, you did whatever you could, and you had like this mental space in your head where you're prepared to talk about your weekend with your friends, and that's what you
Yeah,
did.
that's what you did.
Yeah, I think for me it's funny that you bring up music and Catholic imagery because Madonna, my
Madonna,
parents,
my God.
yeah. Well, my
That
parents are new to
that's a
the
whole
States.
episode too.
Yeah, she's honestly, I can't really, I don't really care. I don't really want to talk about, I think, musicians as people because to me, they're human and they're allowed to be human and they're allowed to make mistakes. And then
Right.
if I consider them too much like special beings or gods, like I'm gonna lose interest in the music. And for me, it's always about the music and their talent. And but when I was younger, Madonna came out with remember the video? Oh gosh, what was it? Like a Prayer.
Like a
Okay, Like a
Prayer,
Prayer,
yeah.
beautiful video, like the burning crosses and the imagery of Jesus as a black man, which is very appropriate. But that somehow got into my dreams as a child, and I dreamt of Fatima with like and just crazy Catholic imagery
Really?
mixed in with Madonna driving me around the city trying to get away from this larger than life Virgin Mary crying like blood. That's what happened to me
Oh
as
my
a child.
gosh.
I was freaked out. And I woke up and I'm like, is this a sign? Like, what's going on? Because in catechism, they talk, all this stuff. And like, it was funny how as a child, you're just like, wait, what? Like, my parents are there. And it's just weird. Because also at that time in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and still somewhat to this day, but I think we had more artists like Madonna, like Michael Jackson, that had these feverish crowds where people would pass out in these crowds, especially with like Michael Jackson, and especially with like it would be like a Harry Styles, but I think it was
Yeah.
way more intense. And so It was this weird kind of like worship that would happen in concerts that they would stream live, and you're just like, this is, as a kid, I was like, weird. Like, this is, the music is good, but this is just weird. But
You thought it was too
yeah.
much.
Yeah, it was, I mean, even as a kid, I was uninterested. I'm like, you guys were just doing way too much. Like, that's a
Yeah,
lot.
you're doing the
That's
most.
all.
Stop.
You're just doing way too much. You're gonna really pass out. Like, you made it all the way to the front of this, like, of the arena, and then you're gonna pass out. Like, okay, good luck.
There's a song to every part of my life. Do you
So,
know?
yeah, I have a question about that though. So for me, I used to know, because of course, people my life that have come and gone have also been into music. I still have a lot of friends that are into music, and I always am curious about the way we categorize music in our lives. For me, I used to categorize it by not only mood, but season. Okay, it's this season, and I'm in this mood. This is what I'm going to listen to. But now it goes beyond season, and it's just more about mood. How do you categorize music in your life?
It is about mood.
Okay, yeah.
It is. Like for example, Christmas. Christmas is always a sad time for me. So I can't, I mean, Christmas times is so happy for everybody because that's usually most people's favorite holiday. And for me, it's not. It's actually my least favorite holiday. And, you know, I like Halloween.
Yeah, I love Halloween too.
You know, so even then, like I get really gloomy and stuff during Christmas, and I'll just get myself into that hibernation stage during that time and just listen to really, really melodic
Oh, it's beautiful.
songs. Just really, what album did I hear that was just so, just not so much depressing, but I just get really,
It just works.
it just introspect during that time. You
Okay.
just start analyzing everything. And something that I
Yeah.
heard, speaking of soundtracks, was the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack during
Oh,
that time.
wow.
Yeah, because it has some harmonies there. It's again another controversial film. Maybe just, I guess, because my birthday is in January. It's like we end the year and we start the year. So you go into this really gloomy stage, and then you kind of awaken, and then get something more upbeat. But it defines, it is by mood, because when I'm pissed off, I'll put on L7 Shit List.
Oh, God, L7. Wow. What a
You
great
know,
band.
I will tell you off in my head when
Oh, I know. You're way too darling to tell somebody else. You're so sweet, but I know inside I'm really fighting.
inside, I really hate you, and you've made my shit list.
You made my sh You should just send people that song just with no context.
Oh my
Will
gosh.
piss you off.
I do. It's
Yeah, we should spend an episode talking about like mixtapes and
mixtapes.
the best
Oh,
mixtapes. So we should do that.
you
But I
know that
think for me,
we're the champs, so
oh, 100%. But I think
let's
for
we
me,
gotta do it.
oh, totally. I think there's some music. So going from a state where driving is the majority and you just drove all the time to living in a city where I don't have a car and I walk, I do miss. So when I'm back home and I'm by myself in a car, nothing makes me happier than it being in the early hours of the morning, like 1, 2, a.m., driving around, nobody's on the roads, and just
Blasting.
blasting music. Yeah, that's my happy
Yes.
time. That's like my very, very, very happy time is just driving around. I remember driving around when I was younger, driving around Detroit again in the summertime, 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's all just nobody's on the roads, and I'm playing like house music, like old house music, and it's just like it's a feeling where you're like, am I alive? Is this a dream? This is magical. Like, and that's, I think, why we connected so much, is because music affects us the same way, I think, like that. So,
Yeah. Well,
sometimes I listen to music. What?
should we tell the listeners how we met?
Yes, we should do that. You can start off. Yes, you start it off, and I'll interject.
Well, we met, okay, and to this day I will always thank her, because it's thanks to her that I met you, is Sandra.
100%. Yeah.
We met
She's,
through Sandra
yeah,
and
yeah.
TT Sandra on YouTube.
Yeah. Snard, we'll put her stuff in
Well,
the links, or
we'll definitely
yeah.
link her.
We'll have to
I've
dedicate dedicated
And no
to
one
Sandra.
understands. Like, we actually, like, I would never think that I would have such an amazing friendship
Yeah.
via the internet. But I'm like,
Yeah.
you know what? It's not that surprising. This is how people communicate.
True. Yeah.
And we just hit it off. Like, it, because we have the similar interests, we, it was just art, fashion,
Yeah.
and beauty. And you were in her favorites video. And I'm like, this
Yeah.
girl and I, we're gonna be friends.
Yeah.
Like, she and I
And
click.
there's, yeah, and there's a few people that, like you said, the power of the internet is amazing.
Yeah.
And I've been very lucky to have met the most incredible people. I can at least name off, like, on both hands, people that I've met. But I remember when you first, I posted, I forgot what song it was, but I had posted a song on Instagram,
Yeah.
and you were like, oh, that's my jam. I used to listen to it. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like,
It was Aaliyah. Was it
yeah. And
Aaliyah?
I was like, well, yeah. And either that or it was like, it was either, I don't want to say it was Beastie Boy. It was probably Aaliyah, probably.
It
But
was probably Aaliyah.
I remember going, wait a minute, like, I'm X age, and I Ali was a few years older than me. Like, how does she remember? Because I thought you were younger than me. Because just generally speaking, I feel people are younger than
No.
me. And
Yeah.
so you're like, no, dude, listen, this has
Yeah,
like
and you couldn't believe
been around,
it.
and I couldn't believe it. I was like, my God, no. So I think that's when we really just started, like, we started not quizzing each other, but just going back and forth and like sharing music. And
And
do you know
sharing
this one? And you're like,
music.
yes. And do you know that one? And I was like, yeah, of course I know that one. And I
And we just
think
hit it off.
clicked
We just
because
clicked.
a lot of women in my life are very fascinating and they're very unique. And I think that's what attracted me to a lot of the people that are currently in my life. And that's not to say that we have all the same interests, which is fine. So I feel like when you're a big, like when you're very well versed in something, especially coming from ethnic households that were very strict, you had to kind of develop these other skills or interests because you would have been bored. So for some reason, we both delved into music as children and young adults and adults. And I think that our vast interest in music really helped us bond. And I can't find that all the time. It's very hard for me to find
Sure.
people.
I music was everything because I wasn't allowed to leave the house.
Yeah.
Really bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I never
Right.
left the house. So music was everything. Like, it was
Yeah.
the only thing that I grew up with. But
And I feel like music, especially if you're interested in music or you had knowledge about music, it was still a very male-dominated subject. And so I usually felt like my guy friends were the ones that I can talk to about music, and they were a bit pretentious because I'm pretentious too. And I used to be way more pretentious than I am now. But meeting you and the way our friendship developed was because of our mutual love and appreciation for music, and not just one genre, it's like across genres. And it's so nice to just kind of talk to you and be able to kind of connect to somebody that does go from classical to L7 to like Cuban and Lebanese, and you know. It because music isn't, again, I don't feel it's not limiting, it's limitless, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
Oh.
that's yeah, I was so grateful. And I still sometimes you just I get very excited because I'm like, oh, I wonder what she thinks. I wonder what Millie thinks about like this record or this
But
group or you know.
that's you're the first person that'd be like, I just heard this, you got to hear this.
Yeah,
You know?
fair.
Yeah.
Because it's and I have that kind of with a lot of people in my life, and it's funny because I'm the person that will just go deep right away when I meet somebody. I don't really have time. I don't, it's
No,
not that I
I
do it on
don't,
purpose.
but
I don't
I'm
do
the
it on
same
purpose.
way, and that's
Yeah.
why we click, because
Yeah.
we have no time for
Yeah.
shallow, surface
Yeah.
level conversation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
Because,
mean? I
yeah.
we're deep. So, you
Yeah.
know, if it's, don't talk to me about the weather.
Is
You know
it
what
like,
I mean?
but do you feel like it's an art thing? Is it because we're also in the arts? Is it like, are we?
Probably. Or maybe it's an art bringing. I don't know. I think it's,
Maybe.
I think maybe. But you know, we're pretty much, even when we first spoke, it was deep.
Yeah,
So
it
I
was.
think we just clicked. But I do, but again, it's thanks to Sandra. So
Yeah,
I do
oh,
have to tell you
forever.
about my latest Sandra inspired purchase. I
What
picked
is it?
up, oh, I gotta tell you, I picked up the Santa Maria Novella wax tablet, the scented one.
Oh, not. Wait. It's the Melangrano smell?
No, I think I picked up the rose.
Oh, I love that one. It's so
Yes,
nice.
it's so nice. And that's because of Sandra. So it's like
Yeah.
Sandra is like, she has the best taste. If I could just
She
give her my credit
does.
card and have her go shopping for me.
Do you know what I do sometimes? Honestly, like no joke. I'll just mention something, and this kind of works. We do this in both directions. Like I'll do it for her, she'll do it for me. But I told her, I was talking to her the other day and catching up, and I was like, I don't even pay attention to makeup anymore. I don't pay attention because I'm like, I have you and I've outsourced. Like, you're the expert. You're my
Yeah.
expert. And that's it. I'm like, there's no need for me. I'm like, you want, and we'll do that with like clothing and stuff too. Sometimes I'll find something and that's very Sandra and I'll send it to her. Or if I told her I was looking for a knit dress, like a whatever, like a sweater dress. She gave me like five options. So she is,
She's brilliant. Yeah, when it comes
she
to that
really
stuff.
is. She is.
Yeah.
And she's just my favorite. She knows.
Well,
Like,
thanks to
yeah.
her, my
Yeah.
lingerie, my panty drawer smells like rose.
I, you
<'Cause>
know what? I, okay. So yes, I take sometimes, I'll go to TJ Maxx or I'll go to HomeGoods and I'll purchase like the European bougie soaps and I'll drop them in my drawers just because it'll smell better. And I have like, I, at this point, I have like 10 things of soap in each one, but I'm like, whatever, it
Yeah.
just smells good. I don't care. It just smells wonderful. But yeah, no, we
You
met
need
because of
it. It's just the
Sandra.
little things in life. It's the little things in life. So,
Honestly. But
yeah.
that's what music is amazing. It's like, it's this 3 to 5 minute song or whatever, however long the ones you're listening to. And like,
It could, and some songs really just put me in a much better mood. They're
yeah.
saviors, you
They
know? And then
truly
you have the
are.
songs that will make you cry. Like, there's certain songs that no matter when I listen to it, I will cry. You
Yeah,
know, we'll get into
no,
that. We'll probably do an episode
yeah,
of like songs
sad
that make us
music,
cry. Sad
yeah,
music.
sad girl music,
Oh my gosh. Okay.
yeah,
Yeah, we'll do that.
I
We'll
love
do that.
that. How should we? I think what we should do is like song of the day that we've been listening to, like at the end of each like episode.
Yeah. Which one did
How?
you hear today?
Okay, so today, I actually was I even listening to anything today? Did I even go anywhere? Let me see. Let me go to my Spotify and let me check it because that'll be the surest way to tell you what I was listening to. The Bravery. That was the last song I was listening to, Believe by The Bravery.
Believe. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is
I
very
listened
early
to
2000s. So
that
early
that's
2000s.
it's been a while since I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard Snow Allegra, it's a cover, Do for
Okay.
Love.
Ooh.
That cover by What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby
I
Caldwell.
love
And
that
her version is
song.
beautiful. It's a
Really?
very haunting slow take on that song. Dare I say it, I like it better.
Have to give it a listen. That's
It's
crazy.
beautiful. I love her. I think
Allegra.
these girls, Snow Allegra, Janae Aiko, Sabrina
They're
Claudio,
so good. Janae Aiko, I
my
can't stand it.
I'm obsessed with Georgia Smith. And again, speaking of Sade, I don't think you would have any of these women without Sade.
Have your the president's always has to be there for the rules
Yeah.
to change. And so I feel like it's
Yeah.
interesting to see where things build off because even Sade, like, we can do a whole episode talking about like influences. Cause I remember during the pandemic there was this thing where we did where it was like the 30-day music challenge, and one of them was a cover. And so I think it's interesting sometimes we discover music through covers, and then we discover the original artist, or sometimes multiple artists who have covered something.
Who
So,
covered? We will have an episode on covers.
yeah, because I think
Yeah.
that's interesting too, because you see right away, you don't have to go digging for that artist's inspiration or who they were interested in as artists. They're singing it. They're singing their idols, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting.
Well, this was fun.
This is so much a
So we
hopefully
our
the other one's
first ever.
saved.
Oh my God, please.
I know. We just would have to do it
But
again.
this is
Wow.
real. This is real. This is
Yes,
real.
we're doing it.
So, yeah. So follow us then on, because we're going to have an Instagram account and we have it now. So head at ed headphones on _ and on
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah, same. And then we will put up
We're going to put some photos.
photos and a link to on Twitter. We'll put a link to the podcast up on Twitter, and hopefully you enjoyed the show, and we
Yeah.
will see you next week.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.